you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
The Hart Trust NTA recently opened its latest workforce college, the Hart College of Construction Services. Formerly the Portmore Hart Academy, the Hart College of Construction Services offers first-rate internationally comparable training in numerous areas associated with the field of construction. On today's program, we hear about the exciting areas of study on offer to students. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
And now it is my pleasure to declare the Hart Sinai Workforce College of Construction Services dedicated and opened for the training of our people.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites at the official opening of the Hart College of Construction Services HCCS in February 2014. Funded through a partnership with the Brazilian government and Brazil's primary industrial training institution, SENAI, over $5 million was spent to refurbish the Portmore Hart Academy over the last 3 years to ready itself for transformation into the latest workforce college.
The upgraded facilities now boast renovated workshops, laboratories, which have been outfitted with state-of-the-art equipment. These upgrades will increase the capacity to offer higher level training and certification in the areas of general construction, carpentry, plumbing, telecommunications, air conditioning, electrical, and electronics.
Senior Director of the Hart Trust Fund, Kevin Mullings. Under the partnership, staff at the college also benefited from training as well as technical and operational support from SENAI representatives to boost the college's overall capacity to offer training in the specified areas.
After this technical support, the center will meet the local demand for professionals to work in the tourism industry, offering courses in telecommunications, electronics, information technology, building maintenance, carpentry, welding, and refrigeration. The expectation is that this center becomes a model of excellence in technical education, as it has been the case in other countries where such initiatives were implemented by SENAI and the Brazilian Agency of Cooperation.
Minister of External Relations for Brazil, Luis Alberto Machado. The minister also reinforced that Brazil is ranked third internationally for its vocational and industrial training standards. If students needed any further convincing to enroll in the Hart College of Construction Services, Senior Director of Workforce Development and Employment, Denworth Finnegan, says the college is already planning to expand. Negotiations are underway with the Brazilian government to add new courses to the curriculum and further boost the quality of the teachers.
This segment of the project will last for 16 months and will include new areas in mechanical and plant maintenance, also computer-aided design. It will ensure the continuation of capacity building for 40 additional Hart Trust instructors and 20 Ministry of Education teachers in the technical and vocational area. And this training is scheduled to commence May 2014.
Mr. Finnegan adds that the college will prepare students for jobs created via the Jamaica Logistics Hub, as well as set the standard for qualified persons in the local construction sector. So if you're interested in a career in construction or any of its related fields, contact the Hart College of Construction Services to help yourself get qualified to accomplish this goal. You can reach them at 998-4151, 998-4199, or visit www.hart-nta.org. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again, same time, same station, for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.